The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Once again to Natural Doc Radio. I am Janet Cimarelli. I am here this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin, and it's Monday morning, so maybe things were going to go almost perfectly. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And as usual here on Natural Doc Radio, we have so much regarding your health to talk to you about. And one of the areas that I'd like to get started with, Dr. Slavin, because we had a very, very interesting talk on Friday with Al Foreman, the founder and former owner of Tooney's Nutrition Center. And we discussed the fact that Al Foreman takes more than 200 supplements a day. And that takes my breath away. It's hard for me to say that. I can't imagine swallowing all of those capsules and tablets. The thing is, before we can criticize or create a critical discussion of this, we have to realize what an individual's health background is, and there are certain reasons why Al Foreman might take that, including the fact that he had quadruple bypass surgery. And so the combination of his supplements, the use of chelation therapy, he has recovered and he is better than ever with regard to energy, heart function, immune function. And so I'm going to say that probably some of those supplements are extraneous, but some of them might be doing a really important function for him. What do you think?
Well, it is difficult to determine which supplements you need, which you don't need, especially if you're not testing, because you know, as long as you feel good, you think the supplements are doing a good job. And that's why it's so important to do testing, so you don't find yourself taking more than you really need. Supplements should be taken for a specific purpose. So when I speak to patients about that, there's certain supplements I think everybody should take.
The general foundation.
Right, which would be a good multivitamin, fish oil, CoQ10, and vitamin D. The reason we say that is everybody is deficient in that group to some extent.
And I'm going to throw in magnesium.
Okay. And that's one of the things we routinely test for too. So I would say to a patient, if they tested low in magnesium, let's start you on the multivitamin, which has magnesium. And if that's not enough, when we see the next time we test, then we can add some extra magnesium at that point. So I'm just saying testing is so important. If you think about it, testing will save you a lot of money too over the years, because you'll find that you don't need to take as many supplements as you might think you need.
True.
Because the foundation, the best foundation to any health program, is eating real food. That's the number one thing. You have to eat good. And you can't think of supplements as taking the place of eating, you know, fast food, junk food, you know, GMO food. You know, it's just something that's important. And the second tier of supplements that I like to prescribe, I do prescribe extra minerals, because I find mineral deficiencies are extremely common. Plus, they also fortify the person against exposure to toxic metals.
Okay.
Important. So when you're taking, if when you have adequate or optimal amounts of nutrient minerals in your body, you're less prone to absorb the toxic minerals. And then the other product I like is a combination of the various herbs that you're all very familiar with, including DIM, for example, and calcium D-glucarate, and theanine, and, you know, the whole list of supplemental herbs that help the immune system. So, you know, but again, without testing, you know, you would think you need all these things, and maybe you can do it with just a good diet alone. But I have to tell you, I had a friend who ate as good a diet, I think, as anybody could. It was primarily mostly raw, and he ate healthy, and he made his healthy drinks all the time and everything. And I didn't get him in often for testing, but I remember the one time I got him in, his vitamin B12 level was low, for example. And we didn't get to test everything we could have. I think his thyroid might have been off a little bit. So things go wrong.
But he felt well.
He felt well. But things change as you get older, too. You know, your body gets older. No matter how you want to prevent that, you can slow the aging process down, no doubt about it. I think what he was doing in his 80s, you know, was much better than people do in their 60s.
And that's one of the things that I'd like to talk about in our discussion this morning, the concept of a graceful aging. I think that has escaped the vision of many Americans, and that nutrition plays such an enormous role in it, and you don't accomplish it solely with supplements. It's this very comprehensive approach of good exercise, mental stimulation, very, very high quality food, social interaction, and supplements. So it isn't just this very narrow and focused and determined supplementation. It's a very big picture.
So this morning when I walked into the office, one of my staff is telling me about an order sheet that a patient had brought from another doctor. Because, you know, we do practice primary care, but we also practice how to get healthier naturally. So we're not taking the place of the primary care doctor. Stay with them. But if you want to know how to really get healthier, you know, come see us. Now, and she pointed it out to me that, you know, all her doctor ordered was a CBC, a Campanil, just a TSH when it comes to thyroid.
Not sufficient.
A PSA. And I think that was it. I don't even think she mentioned vitamin D level. That would be something I would put on there. I would put on all the hormones because that's important. Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, pregnenolone. I would put on there all the inflammatory markers because study after study and article after article that you read, inflammation is the most crucial thing you have to be aware of. And if you're not testing for it, it's just the precursor to all diseases. So if your body is dealing with low-grade inflammation, in other words, not enough to make you feel sick, you know, which, you know, again, I'm going to say just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. If you're dealing with low-grade inflammation, eventually it will tear you down.
Okay. Things like aches and pains in your joints or muscle burning, dental problems, vision problems. In my view, any of those beginning changes very much are indicative of an underlying dysfunctional inflammatory response.
But I have to say that inflammation is normal. It's our body's way.
It's a helpful response.
It's a healing. It's the way the body helps heal itself by, when we talk about inflammation, that means increased blood flow to the area, increased nutrients brought to the area to help with healing, and then your body gets better. It's when you have a chronic persistent inflammation. In other words, you're not getting better because the underlying cause hasn't been removed, that you have to become aware of it and correct it. And you don't know you have it unless you test for it.
And that chronic inflammatory response is incorrect. You are not giving your body what it needs to heal. You're not giving your body the opportunity to heal the inflamed tissue. So it's a very, very big picture that constant inflammatory response will ultimately lead to degradation of tissue. And when that happens on a cellular level, think about millions of your cells dying off. And what are we about here on Natural Doc Radio and with Dr. Slavin's practice and my nutrition counseling practice? We are about providing your cells the optimum nutrient content, the optimum background chemistry, so that they actually function at a superior level, maintaining the health of that tissue and minimizing the possibility of a chronic inflammatory situation in that particular tissue. And, you know, this is where a little bit of our genetics comes in. Sometimes people have a genetic weakness for a particular area of their body not functioning properly. There are ways to address it. And as you were saying, Dr. Slavin, it's testing that will identify where you need to focus your efforts.
And it only, this, you know, suggestion of testing only applies to people that are really sincere about taking personal responsibility for their own health. I'm not sure that that applies to most people, in fact.
I don't think that they know that the opportunity exists.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's where I was what I was going to say, that they don't know that they have more control than the doctors give them credit for. The doctors don't tell them, by the way, you know, you don't have to be as sick as you are. Well, first of all, they're not testing you to find out if you're sick. They're testing you to see if you meet the criteria to be hospitalized.
Or meet the criteria to have be the recipient of this latest, greatest pharmaceutical to minimize that
right.
symptom.
Or surgery, or what drugs can we prescribe? But they're not looking for low-grade underlying dysfunction, because that always comes before more serious illnesses, but they're not testing there. If you do think of it, they do the PSA. Well, if they find an elevated PSA, you know, they, you know, you get shuffled off to the urologist and you get biopsies. And the little secret is most men have prostate cancer. They're going to find it and they're going to scare you into treating it. It's not going to save your life. It's not going to make really one difference in a positive way. It may make a difference in a negative way. There are side effects to these treatments. They're telling women get a yearly mammogram. You know, discovering breast cancer, by the way, the same thing is true of women. Most women, if you start sticking enough needles in their breasts, you'll find breast cancer. It's very common, but it's not killing women the way they make you think it's killing women. And what we're saying is, if you make those changes in your diet and lifestyle and check those inflammatory markers, you're going to reduce the risk of all these illnesses.
And consequently, we here at Natural Doc Radio offer listeners and potential patients the opportunity to find out where your nutritional weakness might be, where your functional weakness might be, and the natural ways to overcome those weaknesses. And I just want to remind everyone that Natural Talk Radio is brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. You can reach Advanced Medical Testing Centers, AMT Centers, by calling 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And when we come back, lots of information about what's going on at AMT Centers. In the meantime, stay tuned. We'll be right back. The blood test required by your doctor does not have to be an ordeal. Learn about the special treatment available for you at AMT Centers. Innovative approaches to evaluating health issues through advanced lab testing. Tests that identify imbalances and point out solutions. And personalized guidance to address out-of-range results. Call 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com, 754-216-2332, or go to amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And as always, I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are here to give you the kind of information that will minimize the possibility that you will ever discover a disease state in your body. And would you ever have thought that you had the power to create that wellness? Dr. Slavin, we were talking about how people might not understand. Let's talk a little bit about how we educate them.
All right. But one of the ways we educate people is with this radio show. And it wouldn't be possible without our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a place where you go to have your labs drawn, your blood drawn, to do lab work. What distinguishes it from other drawing centers, they will send your specimens out to any lab. There are a lot of labs out there. There's not just Quest and LabCorp. There are a lot of specialty labs out there that do lots of special testing that you want to know about. And they're covered by insurance, and unfortunately, your doctors aren't allowing you to get all this information because they don't know about it themselves. And this is what we're trying to bring to your attention. The phone number for Advanced Medical Testing Centers is 754-216-2332. You can give them a call, make an appointment, have your blood drawn here, and they'll tell you about all the different tests that are available. But this Saturday, we're doing a seminar, Janet and myself. We're going to talk about these tests, going to show you actual printouts of what information you derive from the tests. And that seminar will start this Saturday at 10 a.m. for you early risers. I mean, 10 a.m. sounds late to a lot of people. It's early for me.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
And so it's 10 a.m. It's being held at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Their address is 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. And we'd like you to call and reserve a seat. Seating is limited. So the number to call again is 754-216-2332. Just tell them you'd like to attend this Saturday's seminar. And, lastly, you know, we mentioned earlier in today's program, Al Foreman was on the show. Most of you know who he is. For those who don't, he was the founder of Tooney's Super Safe Nutrition Center in Coral Springs. How many years ago was that, Janet, would you say?
1991 or
something
two,
like that.
Somewhere
okay.
in there.
And then he built the big Tooney's that you're familiar with, and then he sold it. But he was on the program and talking about all the different supplements he takes. And he does that completely on his own, which is okay, because We encourage people to take individual responsibility, but the point I'm trying to make is if you go to our website, naturaldocradio.com, we posted, Al gave us a picture of how he lines up all his vitamins on the counter in his house, and then we have a list of all the vitamins he's taking. By no means are we suggesting you do the same, but it's just interesting how one person does it. And if you put things in perspective, he's taking 200 vitamins a day. You know, maybe he says 70 different ones, but you take it several times a day, comes up to 200. I think if people took around 20 or 30 a day, is that unreasonable, Janet?
That doesn't sound too unreasonable. It's interesting.
Well, actually less. Let me see. We talk about our foundation. So 6 multivitamins. I like to do 2 fish oils twice a day, so that's 4, so that's 10. One vitamin D is 11, and the CoQ10 twice a day, so that's 13.
And 13
a day, and you're getting plenty, and maybe extra magnesium.
And if you, one of the things of focus that I rely on is I like to take something to keep my brain going very, very sharp, because I have to remember so many different products. I have to remember so many different locations at different stores and such. So I take something for brain. So it's somewhere in the 17, 19, 20 range of individual capsules and tablets that you're taking. The thing is, each individual may have a certain personal requirement based on a possible weakness. Maybe they, over the years, have some sort of hormonal dysfunction that they need to support their hormones. And they would do that in a very general way, just with a really high quality vitamin E. I recommend the Unique E all the time. Sometimes women might have a little bit of a hormone dysfunction, thyroid dysfunction. I see that so often. And again, a little bit of that. So one of the things that I wanted to say was sometimes you don't have to take everything every single day. Sometimes I tell people who are aggravated at the idea of swallowing capsules and tablets, take them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or take them Monday through Friday. Take the weekends off. I think it's kind of a good thing to give your body a little bit of a rest sometimes. Sometimes you could use a drink that you've boosted the nutrient content a little bit. There's so many different ways of approaching it. And I think variety is a very, very important and helpful thing.
We've talked about all the different things to take. There are certain things you need to avoid, and that would be processed food, sugars in all its forms, even the healthy forms of sugar. You need to keep it down to a minimum. We're not saying you have to cut it out entirely. Just pay a little closer attention to how much you're consuming and cut it back.
I think a lot of people would be surprised at how much sugar they consume.
Exactly. So it really is. And it comes in all forms. Carbohydrates come in the form of fruits. And that's the area most people forget to think about. Because fruits, you know, on the pyramid, it's high up there to eat lots of fruits. And why not? But it's high in sugar. So consider the fruit, the amount of fruit you're having. All those cereals that people have for breakfast, think about that. Even milk has a lot of sugar in it. So you have to, you know, think about that, milk sugars. You know, it's milk is to me is an unnecessary food.
A condiment.
Except for calves.
Okay.
You know, for calves, you know, cow's milk is extremely important. But for humans,
not so much. Okay. One of the aspects of taking vitamins that I think is important, and we didn't mention, Dr. Slavin, probiotics. I'm very, very much a supporter of, for most people, one probiotic a day, one or two digestive enzymes a day, very, very helpful. For people who have digestive disturbances, there are therapeutic approaches from a natural viewpoint that will help to minimize the inflammation in their upper digestive system. And sometimes that inflammation may be moving up from their lower digestive tract, and taking a probiotic is beneficial in those circumstances.
It's actually should be a requirement, not just optional. The reason for that is we're exposed to so many things that will disrupt the normal bacteria in your digestive tract. And more research is coming out about our microbiome. That's the fancy term. You know, I didn't hear about that term a few years ago, microbiome.
I think somebody made it up.
Right. We used to call it gut flora. You know, microbiome sounds so much better.
Oh, yeah, so much more professional.
But think about it. If you're drinking water that's coming out of your tap, you've got chlorine in it. That's going to kill the bacteria. If you're eating any form of meat that's been exposed to antibiotics, those antibiotics are going to kill the bacteria. If you're exposed to mercury, how do you get mercury? Well, fish, or if you got mercury fillings, that mercury is going to kill bacteria. So a lot of things that will disrupt your own bacteria in the gut.
Aren't there heavy metals? Arsenic is one of them that comes to mind. But is there any mercury in some of the fertilizers and pesticide application to the crops?
Yeah, I think we're exposed to it. We've talked about that Advanced Medical Testing Centers was offering that heavy metal test for an extremely low price of $95. That is a test. It's a provocative test, meaning they will give you an oral chelator to take first before you start collecting your urine. Because if you just do a blood test, you're not going to pick up what's in your body. If you do a plain urine test, these toxins are bound up in the tissues of your body. So without a provocation to pull these substances out of your body, you're just not going to see it. So they're doing the test for $95. I think the test usually runs at least $150.
Wow, that's a really good saving. Dr. Slavin, is that some part of the seminar that's going to happen this Saturday?
We will show a printout of that test so you can see exactly what's being looked for.
I think a lot of people may never have considered that as a potential threat to their health and well-being because their doctors never discuss that with them. And that's such a big part of an abnormal inflammatory response.
Doctors are only taught about heavy metal toxicity, for example, lead toxicity. That's the one everybody's heard about. Not mercury, not arsenic, not cadmium. But it's written about in the literature. It's just they talk about it only in the context of acute exposure. So that way there's no mystery behind it. You were exposed to it. We will test for it and then we'll treat it. But what about low-grade chronic exposure? It's never talked about. And it is very common, very prevalent. But you're not going to have symptoms of it, or at least the specific symptoms may manifest themselves as high blood pressure, insulin dysregulation, maybe a common one, Parkinson's disease, and other neurological problems. But tests for these heavy metals, this is what's behind a lot of these illnesses, and you could go a long way in preventing them.
Is it correct to say, Dr. Slavin, that if someone takes a heavy metal challenge test and finds that their lead levels are very high, that potentially their insurance would cover chelation therapy?
That is the one diagnosis that insurance will cover, lead toxicity. So treatment with lead. I wrote a letter once to an insurance company. I said, a patient has high mercury levels. My understanding is you denied the patient treatment for it, chelation therapy. What are you offering instead? You just can't tell a patient they can't have something, have a problem. How would you address that? Never got an answer back.
That music means it's time for us to take a break from the
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, clinical nutritionist. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about all manner of ways that you can support your health. Different signs from your body that you may be in need of a specific nutrient. You may be in need of a natural way to address health support. And in order to support that whole picture, AMT Centers is sponsoring a seminar this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And you need to call to make a reservation. There is limited space. 754-216-2332 is the number to call. And that's the number to call to make an appointment for a blood draw appointment, or the number to call if you'd like to join us Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And we will review all of the different tests available through AMT Centers that you might not necessarily be aware of. Advanced Medical Testing Centers tests for doctor's data, SpectraCell, Genova, Singulex. So many different tests are available to give you an in-depth insight into how your body is functioning. And very, very interesting, at the same time, you get the information about how your body functions. And if there is something that is less than optimal, you get the information on how to support it. So you can find testing for stroke, cancer, diabetes, fatty liver, cardiovascular disease. Very important to get the early warning before a situation develops into a serious threat to your well-being.
One of the new tests that came out recently was a genetic test that looks at, obviously, patients' genes and determines which are the safest drugs for them to take in every category.
Wow.
And that test is done by a lab called Genomas. Covered by insurance. Are doctors actually using it? Not as much as they should.
Is there a particular diagnosis or a particular reason why someone might seek out this test, Dr. Slavin?
Sure.
Or is it pretty much everybody could use
it? Well, if they're taking a prescription drug.
There you go.
For example, let's say you're taking a high blood pressure medication. They divide all the medications in that category up into the ones that are perfectly safe to take, the ones you should try to avoid at all costs, and then the ones that are, if you have to take it, use it, but it would be better to avoid. So you have, you know, you can look at that list. If you're taking a drug that's in the red zone, the ones to avoid, maybe you can find one that would be better for you in the green zone. So why not take a safer drug?
So to our listeners, they can go to their physicians and ask them to prescribe a Genomas test. Is there a specific name for that test?
I'm not sure of the exact name. We call it that because that's the name of the lab that does the testing.
Right.
But it's covered, and or they can go to Advanced Medical Testing Centers and they can do the test for them.
Okay, so you don't need a prescription from your doctor? How would that work?
Have the doctor write a prescription, do a genetic drug testing. You can call that, and then we would know what's meant.
Okay.
If you look at the way healthcare is carried out from our vantage point, and Janet, sees it the same way we do, it's all about looking for disease where you can make money on the treatment instead of looking for ways to keep people healthy. So we're sort of advocates for the healthcare consumer, whereas the medical establishment is advocates for hospitals and surgeons and the drug companies. That's the difference,
I have my little note here that there are the disease finders out there, and then right here at Natural Doc Radio, the wellness protectors.
And there's nothing wrong with disease finders. The trouble is there's no balance there. You need to balance that with the disease, what do you call the
wellness protectors.
The wellness protectors. In other words, keep people healthy so the disease finders won't have anything to find. That's the difference.
One of my pet focuses
Foci?
Foci. In my mind, I was seeing that word, and then I'm thinking, well, which way should I say it? Okay. So, cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin class drugs. So it's very interesting to me what that genomics test might find for most people. What a lot of people don't understand is statin class drugs actually lead in many people to a breakdown of muscle tissue, rhabdomyolysis, and your heart is a muscle. So how did the researchers come up with making this an acceptable approach for lowering cholesterol? The best way to lower your cholesterol is a high quality diet. Lots and lots and lots of vegetables. Very important. And the other part of this whole picture, here's cholesterol. I see it at the top of people's blood tests and marked up with big stars and red marker and everything. Your cholesterol is 220. You are a candidate for a cholesterol lowering drug.
Janet, when the drug companies hijacked healthcare in this country, they changed the way doctors look at illness. How did they do that? They are calling symptoms of illness diseases now.
Right.
That's the difference, because all these drugs just treat symptoms, but now you think they're treating a disease. Well, high blood pressure, for example, is a symptom. It's not the disease. High cholesterol is a symptom. It's not the disease. High sugar is a symptom and not the disease. But they make you think now that all these symptoms are diseases, and they're giving you a drug for it. So they've really messed things up for the healthcare consumer. And as a result, if you were to compare health statistics in this country compared to the rest of the world, we're really far down the list.
We are. It's amazing.
You know, somewhere we're ranking around 40th around the world, despite the fact that we spend more money on healthcare than any other country, probably the rest of the world combined. We don't have much to show for it, and that's called accountability. And yet, nobody's holding anybody accountable. You know, why doesn't someone say, you know, if we're spending all this money and we're not seeing the results you'd expect to see, maybe there's a different approach that needs to be taken. But that approach, of course, won't make the money that they're making now. Allow people to get sick, change the definition of disease to symptoms. And then just treat the symptoms. Don't really pay any attention to the disease, because treating the symptom does not remove the cause of the disease. And therefore, you get sick the same way. And that's that. Now, I was looking at a very interesting statistic. It was the amount of people that die from cancer, and just an example, compared to the rest of the world. And we have the highest incidence of cancer in this country. And partly because we test more people for cancer. I think if the rest of the world did as much testing to find cancer as we did, they'd find equal amounts. And, of course, the interesting thing is you have, you know, high numbers of cancer. The death rate associated with those high numbers, only, you know, at a maximum is maybe 20%. Yeah, people are led to believe that 100% of you are going to die from cancer, and you better brush in and get those treatments that more likely than not don't make a difference. When it comes to solid tumors, for example, they said, for example, chemotherapy works 2% of the time. So what are we doing? Nothing is changing. The only way things change in this country is at a grassroots level, meaning the healthcare consumer. That's why we're seeing more organic foods available now. We're seeing a pushback on genetically modified foods. It's coming from the healthcare consumer. It's not coming from the establishment.
Okay. And this is for those conspiracy theorists out there. Dr. Slavin, do you think that there is any connection between the pharmaceutical companies and the chemical companies that are producing the additives to foods, the additives to animal feed, the chemical companies that are producing fertilizers, pesticides, and all of those things. Because in my view, if our diets were cleaner, if our diets did not have all of the contaminants that I was just referring to, the need for the pharmaceuticals would decrease because the accumulating symptoms that ultimately led to a diagnosis of a disease state wouldn't happen.
Well, that's true. I think I always look back, if you could go back about 200 years, and think about what the state of the world was then. And by, I'm picking 200 years because it was before that choose to do a good job of saying non-GMO. So at least we get that information.
It's the DARC Act, the Deny Americans the Right to Know. And it's making its way successfully through our legislatures. It was approved in the House of Representatives on the way to the Senate. Very, very sad state of affairs.
See how everything gets around to politics. This is the politicization of health in this country.
The chemical companies, the multinational companies who, as their mission is to create profit, have literally hijacked the political process in the United States. I can't speak to around the world, but I'm going to say it's pretty much the same.
Well, they've been banned in many European countries, these types of products. But here's what happens. They lobby the politicians. What is lobbying is a nice, polite word for bribery. They give the politicians lots of money. So let's say you're a politician that says, I'm not for genetically modified foods. I'm going to, you know, vote against it. So what happens? Those companies then give all their money to a competitor. So at the next election, they get all the money, and more than likely they win. And the guy that was trying to do the right thing for you gets thrown out of office. That's why it's so important we pay attention to what's going on. But that's exactly what happens.
The same situation goes on in the judiciary where the judges are elected. And it is, instead of becoming an impartial judicial process, it is very much a political situation. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AFTCenters.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, sitting here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just a reminder, on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning at AMT Centers, you can learn in depth more about the tests that are available at AMT Centers and Why are we focusing on these? First of all, because AMT Centers is our sponsor. But second of all, very, very much a meeting of the minds. The idea that you can test and understand where you need to work a little bit extra to support your good health. Dr. Slavin, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the seminar this Saturday.
All right. First of all, it starts at 10 o'clock. We'd like you to call to make, to reserve your seats because seating is limited. The number to call is 754-216-2332. The address for Advanced Medical Testing Centers, because that's where the seminar is, 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. It's just, a couple of blocks down from University. If you're going east, from University, or if you're coming west from the Turnpike, for example, maybe a mile west of the Turnpike on the south side of the street. Give them a call, reserve your seat. We'd love to see you there and show you the different tests that are available and that are covered by insurance. The number again is 754-216-2332. Have another number for you to call. And this number you call, if you like something we said, let us know. If you like or you didn't like something we said, let us know. Or if you'd like to have us talk about a topic or information that you want to find out about, just call this number. There will not be anybody answering the phone. It'll be automatic, and you can leave the message. It's 954-338-7313, 954-338-7313. And, you know, we'd appreciate your feedback that way. We've been talking about the importance of testing because it's important. There's no two ways about it. If you have to, you have to do the right tests. They're not being done often enough by physicians because physicians are not trained in this area of medicine. And that's the importance of the seminar, to give you an example of what's available out there so you can find out. Most of these tests are covered by insurance, and you should avail yourself of these tests. We've been talking a lot today about the importance of inflammatory markers on these tests, or inflammation in your body. It's the precursor to most illnesses. And another inflammatory marker that's also not tested for is insulin. Believe it or not, insulin is an inflammatory marker. So what does that mean? That means eating sugar is a cause of inflammation. That's right at the top of the list. You want to cut back on inflammation, cut back on sugar.
So important. If people think, okay, well, insulin is a treatment for elevated blood sugar. So someone that has progressed with a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, the answer to that is insulin injections. And the truth of the matter is insulin can be a very, very damaging hormone, damaging to very, very fine tissue, your eyes, your kidneys, and ultimately the cells that line your blood vessels. And what is going on? Inflammation.
You can have high insulin levels and normal blood sugars. And that's what, and the doctors, if you're not testing specifically for insulin, you're not going to know that, because he can say, well, your blood sugar is normal and everything is okay. So you have to test specifically for that.
One of the things that I wanted to touch on, Dr. Slavin, was a little bit about the idea of aging gracefully. Okay. I've mentioned before on the show that it's a situation that I see Americans are chasing youth, and we are not necessarily going to recapture our lost youth as senior citizens. But the truth of the matter is you can age in a very health-supporting manner. You can age in an attractive manner. You can age with very highly supported energy levels, very quick brain function, all of the different things that we typically associate with being youthful. You can maintain that youth in your advancing years with the proper nutritional support. So one of the things that I think is so important, and you mentioned it kind of as part of the foundational nutrient supplement, and I'm talking about coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is going to raise your blood and tissue oxygen levels. What is that going to do for you? That enhanced oxygen level, you are fueling your brain. Your brain works on glucose and oxygen. You need a perfect balance of that glucose and oxygen. Oxygen has the negative side. The negative side of that would be free radical damage, oxidative stress. Coenzyme Q10 is acting to a certain extent as an antioxidant. When you raise your oxygen levels in your blood and tissues, your immune cells are able to work more effectively. The possibility of bacteria and viruses actually multiplying in a high oxygen environment is reduced. So here's an anti-aging supplement that does support for your immune system. And as we age, we're told that our immune system might not necessarily be as efficient as it was when we were younger. Our brains are supported. So many benefits with the CoQ10.
Well, when you were talking about oxygen, it reminded me of Otto Warburg. Now, I'm sure maybe some of our listeners heard that name before, but he won the Nobel Prize in Physiology in 1931. And why did he win the Nobel Prize in Physiology? It was because he discovered the cause of cancer. Now, how come we knew the cause of cancer back in 1931, and to this day we haven't implemented it, I suppose.
I'm going to suggest that perhaps his approach wasn't a good source of profit. Maybe.
Yeah, well, here's what he said. He hypothesized, and this is why he won the Nobel Prize, that cancer growth is caused by tumor cells, and that the tumor cells weren't getting enough oxygen. In other words, mitochondrial dysfunction. We've heard that term today, these days. Cancer, above all other diseases, has secondary causes, but when you funnel it down to the common denominator, it's the lack of oxygen. So he said basically the primary cause of cancer is lack of oxygen to those cells. Those cells then switch over to a fermentation type of metabolism. In other words, metabolism without enough oxygen, and that triggers the cancer. So what Janet was saying, ways to get more oxygen to the cells are important. Now, think about this. We're exposed to all these substances and foods that prevent spoilage. They're known as antioxidants in the foods to prevent oxidation. Well, a better term is preservatives. So we take in all these preservatives. They come into our bodies, all these preservatives, and they prevent the cells from absorbing all these the oxygen that it needs to work properly.
Very interesting hypothesis, Dr. Slavin. Yeah.
Remember that name, though. Otto Warburg, won that prize. I think it was back in 1931, the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, as it was called back then. And it had to do with the cause of cancer. And, nobody, to tell you the truth, nobody is looking to cure cancer because the money is in the treatment of cancer. You cure cancer and you kill the golden goose.
Okay, so always what I'm thinking at the end of Natural Doc Radio's hour every day here on WNN, a solution, a positive suggestion for our listeners. And coenzyme Q10 is one of them. If you've been a cancer patient, very important, use CoQ10. Raise your blood and tissue oxygen levels. Another way to do it, exercise. So find a very positive, pleasing way to exercise. And we are out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. I want to tell all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Please join us this Saturday, 10 o'clock at AMT Centers. The number to call to make a reservation for your place, 754-216-2332. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here tomorrow, 10 to 11, right here on 1470. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.